Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to Bounce Back Fallback, 410-583-1057, you can win two tickets to see Kevin Gates. That's October 2nd at Pier 6 Pavilion. 410-583-1057. Win two tickets to see Kevin Gates October 2nd, Pier 6 Pavilion. You also get to talk to Beltway Ben as a bonus.
Beltway Ben Hall, he's been bringing out the belt to you guys.
Yeah.
He swept the board last week, which I'm sure maybe it's happened once. Maybe it hasn't. I don't know.
I don't think it's happened.
Swept the board. How did he fare against
World
Jason
domination
Friday? Of course, looking back on the Ravens-Chiefs game, Lamar throws for over 222.5 yards. He did not. 147. Ben bounced back, thought 247. Jason, you fell back, thought 215.
I thought he went against me. Am I wrong on that? Did he go against Jason or me? I think he swept the board against Jason.
He swept me.
Yeah, so then he went against me last time.
Oh. Sorry. Yes. Okay, so this is Ken then.
Yes.
I just had it wrong. Patrick Mahomes throws for over 238.5 yards. Ken, you bounce back. Ben bounce back as well. I'm all confused. I have all these predictions from Jason. I feel like Jason went.
We did it twice.
Yeah, we did it twice because I thought.
No, but the last time, because he swept the board, I went again. Now, I was here Friday, so like this is the last one. It was me against Ben.
I don't know. I have all these predictions, and I feel like you didn't give these predictions. Whatever. I'm just going to give them out. Lamar runs for over 45.5 yards. Someone fell back, or Ben fell back. One of you guys bounced back.
Oh, yeah, we did it Friday, the football one.
Yeah, this is the Ravens Chiefs.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry runs for over 82.5 yards. Both you guys fell back. Isaiah Pacheco runs for over 34.5 yards. Both you bounce back. That did hit barely 35 yards. Zay Flowers goes over 62.5 yards. Ben, you bounce back. Someone fell back. 7 catches, 74 yards. Marquise Brown goes over 45.5 yards. Both you guys fell back. He had 38 yards. Xavier Worthy goes over 40.5 yards. Both of you guys bounce back. He did, 83 yards. Game goes over the 48.5 points. It did. It went 57. Ben fell back. One of you guys bounced back. One of you guys won. I still think it was Jason, but
I don't.
Eight to six. So let's do wild card round here. Yankees and Red Sox game goes over the 7-run total. Jason, let's start with you.
Man, I'm going to say it does because I don't trust the Yankees bullpen, and I think they'll at least run the pitch count up on Fried, and I think Boone will try to overmanage. Both these teams obviously have dudes who can one swing of the bat change everything. I don't think it's super chilly there in New York. It doesn't look super chilly in New York. So while the ball might not carry like it would in the heat of July, I still think that's a band box. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go over.
I like Garrett Crochet Bone, so I'm going to fall back.
Speaking of Garrett Crochet, Book of the Bone has him at 7.5 strikeouts tonight. Ken, bounce back, fall back. He goes over that total.
I'm going to bounce back on that one, Bone.
Jason?
I think the Yankees will feel the pressure. I think they'll maybe become a little bit unglued. They haven't been the best postseason team in the world. Aaron Judge's first few at-bats will certainly be interesting. I'm going to say he strikes out 8.
That is a bounce back for those at home.
Yes.
Yankees end up winning this series, Jason. Bounce back, fall back.
Red Sox have their number. Red Sox are better in the division. And I don't think the Red Sox mind being in New York. I would like New York more on the road, honestly, than at home. So in news that will warm Lucy Burge's day.
Warm her day.
I think that the Red Sox win this series and then also beat the Blue Jays, who I think are extremely fugazi.
Ken?
Back end of the Red Sox bullpen is pretty impenetrable.
I'm just going to play the game and go the other way. I'm going to take the Yankees.
Bounce back. All right. That game starts at 6. The 9 o'clock game, Dodgers taking on the Reds. And in Book of the Bone, Ken, Dodgers run line at 1.5. It's plus money, plus 110 in Book of the Bone. The Dodgers will cover. They win by 2 runs tonight.
They're at home against a Reds team that, credit to them, making the playoffs. But I'm going to bounce back, Bone.
Jason?
Bone, I think they should start Yamamoto here, and I think they're going to regret not starting Yamamoto here. And I think Hunter Green's going to be pretty good. And I think he's going to outduel the Dodgers starter, Snell, who can melt down. I'm going to say the real EDC, Ilie De La Cruz, scores on a pass ball that ends up being the winning run in this game.
So Reds win outright, is what you're saying. So that is a fallback for those at home. Shohei Ohtani has multiple hits tonight, Jason.
Sure. Why not?
Ken?
He's Shohei Ohtani.
He is.
That's perpetual lock-in for MVP.
Multiple hits?
Yes, multiple hits.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy a little what Jason was telling about Hunter Green, and I'm going to fall. I think Hunter Green's going to be dealing tonight, so I'm going to fall back on that one.
And lastly, let's say we get a little bit of chaos in this wild card series. 3 of the 4 wild card series will go to 3 games. 3 of the 4 series will go to 3 games. Ken.
I'm going to fall back, Bob.
I'm going to say 2-2. Chuck Woolery, 2-2.
Back in 2-2.
Back 2-2.
By the way, before we step out, the Ravens are hosting veteran linebacker Eric Kendricks for a visit today. He was good once.
Yeah.
So was Roquan Smith.
He was once.
Now, he's probably a little older than Roquan Smith, but Eric Kendricks in for a visit, and they signed Kenyon Green to their practice squad. Alas, T-Bone time coming up next because you couldn't get enough of the bone. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, we're going to get back into the defense and specifically the edge rushers where there were some people saying that, oh, you got too many guys. Like, why go out and bring in someone?
Too many, huh?
Rely on the young guys. Well, we'll look at those numbers and really the ugly, ugly pressure numbers in general next on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Get boned.
Remember last year?
Get boned with T-Bone.
Yeah.
Remember last year when we complained about the pass rush? It's not consistent enough.
Never.
They still finished second in the league in sacks. You could at least expect, all right, the negative plays are going to come.
Chuck
Smith,
baby. You
can live with some of the situations where it seems like the quarterback can just make a sandwich and survey the field the entire time. This year, you aren't getting any sacks. You're 31st in sack percentage, and there's just 21st in blitz rate, 22nd in pressure rate, 22nd in time to pressure, and it gets worse when you blitz. They're 31st in time to pressure when blitzing, and as opposed to not blitzing, 22nd, like, it's all a mess. You can't even scheme up any sacks. You can't scheme up any pressures. And most importantly, something that it seems like we're hitting our head against the wall every single year, talking about edge, edge, edge. The one move that they made this offseason was drafting Mike Green in the second round. And we all know why he fell to the second round. But getting him at that point, it was billed as, well, you pretty much just got an extra first-round pick because you take the off-the-field stuff away from Mike Green. This is someone that led the nation in sacks last year at Marshall. You're getting a first-round talent in the second round.
Ezra Roscoe looks like a first-round talent.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that didn't work the first time when they got Ajabo as a first-round talent in the second
round. Well, you don't have the injury excuse that Ajabo had with Mike Green. And look, could Mike Green turn it around? It's four games into his NFL career. Absolutely. But part of the issue was that he inevitably has pressure to get to the quarterback because you didn't do anything else. And it's exasperated when a Kyle Van Noy goes down with a hamstring injury. It's exasperated when Adafe Owe, after putting on all that weight, he's playing even less at this point.
When the dog bites. When the bee stings. Yes.
Wow.
You look at all of the edge rushers right now, and starting with Green, he's got two quarterback hits, zero sacks, four pressures. He has a 4.5% pressure rate.
True Media has him at 6.5. So
This is NFL Pro. I'm using.
I want to give him a bump. True Media's got him 6.5.
I'm using the NFL stats here.
I'm trying to help him out.
They have him at 4.5% pressure rate, where. Talking before the year, oh, is this guy going to get 10 sacks? Is he going to? Like,
I had him leading the team in sacks.
Yeah, it's just.
Hey, I said a DB would lead him in sacks. That is by no means out of the question.
Owe, he's got five quarterback hits, zero sacks. Van Noy, I know he's missed a couple weeks, two quarterback hits, zero sacks. And then Tavius Robinson, three quarterback hits, two sacks. And Nnamdi Manubuhike's missed the past two games, and he's still tied for the league, the Ravens' lead in sacks. Like, this is a complete mess. And what's even more concerning, guys, is they're going to have to pretty much come up with a brand new edge rush group next year with Owe as a free agent, with Kyle Van Noy as a free agent. You're kind of starting from scratch, and there's not much there, anyways.
No, don't worry. Sunglasses is all over.
You'll still have Ajabo and Green.
Now, Ajabo's a free agent, right? He's in a contract.
Adisa Isaac.
You'll have Adisa Isaac, which we had a caller, yesterday, Jason, say, oh, well, when Isaac gets back.
Yeah, because he's shown so much.
That's where we are.
He's shown a lot. With this defense. But
how many people are fired by them?
It's worse than I thought it would be, though. I didn't think it would be that. They've at least been able to get sacks the past 2 years, Jason. They're second to last in sacks.
Yeah, where's Chuck Smith scheming it up for him?
Well, look, they're... They were not fortified in a meaningful, serious way to ensure pass rush potency and depth. And I thought it was going to get exposed at some point in time because, again, I thought lightning's not striking a third time for a 36-year-old Kyle Van Noy. And the D-line outside of what Pierce on short-term IR for 5 or 6 weeks, whatever it turned out to be last year, it's been pretty remarkably healthy. And I know this much. The $20 million linebacker was being, as much as we say he hasn't played well, was being hella propped up by having Hamilton running around next to him and having those dudes playing in front of him. And just watch what happened if he just had some regular dudes in front of him and not Matabike and what Jones was turning into and what Pierce had proven to be for them. And now you're finding out.
But you bring up Hamilton. I know we talked about this last week. You got to just start
utilizing him. Well, it started to happen. Home.
They did it in Kansas City. They were doing it.
Still only has 10 pass rush attempts through four games. 2.5 a game.
How many times you want to blitz him? You want to blitz him 15 times a game? What do you want to do, Bone?
This is desperate times. What do you want to do? Is what I'm saying. You aren't getting home. You got to do different things.
Bone wants to go home.
Yeah. They don't have players. I mean, you can try to tell me this, that, and the other, exotic this, pre-snap that, move around. Like, they're going to have to get back to just playing, just making people earn it and hoping they fumble along the way. Like, it is what it is. You know, play two deep, play three deep, and try to hit somebody underneath and jar the ball. Like, I mean, you're going to have to play coverage out the wazoo. All they have is defensive backs.
Well, two of them got hurt Sunday.
But they keep drafting
Jair,
them.
Yeah. Jair
and they've
should
got
be back.
Ones they've told us are going to be really good. Like they said, Jalen Armour Davis was going to be really good.
Yeah. Well, he's gone.
He's not
now.
Here anymore.
Yeah, he's not good. He had a good camp.
Always have that.
Yeah, he was very good and healthy in camp. And Keon Martin made a couple plays on Sunday.
Yeah, he's trying hard.
He is. Showing some effort, more than some. Looked good. Was impressed. Now, they're a bleep show right now on defense. Like, the guys that are hurt aren't even good. They should be good, but they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, and they weren't any good with those guys.
No, a reminder, in Buffalo, they were healthy, and how'd that go?
Another fourth quarter collapse.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Coming up next, purple rain in the forecast, and we'll get to follow up Bones' award-winning segment by continuing the conversation. Is this defense fixable? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
And
app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Including Zach, our players, our coaches. And I watch our guys every day. I watch how they work. I watch how well they coach. I'm in meetings. I watch the meetings. I know the schemes that we're running. I know the soundness of what we're doing. I understand who's, you know, what we're up against, you know, from week to week and play to play. Even in this game, you know, this is a challenging game against, you know, good offense. They were healthy. They got their guys back. And complimentary football-wise, you know, defense was put in some tough spots, you know, field position-wise for sure. And I think that had something to do with it. We got some stops early in the red zone with some short fields. And then we didn't play as well in the red zone. They made a couple plays in there that they ended up getting touchdowns on. So
that's John Harbaugh defending his defense. Now, the Ravens have given up 133 points in the first four games this season. That's the most points a Ravens team has ever given up in any four-game stretch
in
franchise history.
Right now.
Yes. And they did start giving up 41 and then 38 and then 37. So they're trending in the right direction, Jason. But we're talking about fixing the defense. Are you confident that this defense can be fixed?
No. And the more Harbaugh talks about his offense tells me he doesn't either. And we've already switched to the optics messaging sleight of hand portion of the season where it's don't believe what your lying eyes are telling you, believe what I'm telling you. No, that's not the thing to talk about. Talk about this. Focus on that. Because he does know that the offense can get better. I mean, but we've already seen 30-something points on the road not be enough. And that was before Madubuike got hurt and, you know, Roquan got hurt and Wiggins and Marlon got hurt. So, no, I think, can it be better? I hope so. I think so. It'd be hard to be that bad. I mean, as bad as they were doing everything against a Chiefs team, that was kind of reeling themselves coming into that game. Like, I don't know that they can be that bad every week, especially when they're going to get two cracks at Browning or whoever's quarterbacking them by then, or, you know, one crack at Dillon Gabriel, and even this Houston thing this weekend. Like, I mean, they should look better against them. But fixable? No. I don't think they're going to win in the playoffs if they get there, because I don't think they have a playoff caliber defense.
It's hard to have any confidence in saying that they can turn it around, and I'm sure we said the same thing last year, but what's different year over year, everything's broken right now. This isn't just, oh, miscommunications, or you're just getting shredded through the air and through the middle of the... Like, everything is broken with this defense. Any major statistical category you're looking at, they're bottom in the league, bottom five, bottom 10. They have nothing that they can hang their hat on. And you mentioned the Chiefs. The Chiefs offense hasn't been a juggernaut for years now. That was the most amount of points that they've scored, talking about Kansas City, since week three, 2023. They only scored over 30 points twice all of last year. And this offense has looked pretty bad to start the season for Kansas City. And it was a joke. The Chiefs didn't even punt until 3.5 minutes to go in that football game.
Just keep this in perspective. Coming into this game, they scored 21, 17, and 22 points at the Giants, where they couldn't get anything going offensively. And Travis Kelce and Andy Reid
got gimme calls on what should have been like lost laterals, where they probably lose that game.
Yeah. So, like, and Mahomes made a great play after throwing a bad, like, he stole the ball from the defensive player after he threw a bad lateral. They were fighting on the sidelines. And, and then while this game was in doubt, the Ravens didn't prevent them from scoring one time. They got field goals or touchdowns on every drive.
He just rotated his running backs by series and did whatever he wanted. Like, you do. I mean, trust me, I'm sitting on Pacheco props. I was watching like a hawk. He just, and then he brought the rookie in Braden for third Smith, down who doesn't even know how to pass protect yet, because it doesn't matter. Because you don't need to chip anybody with them. Who cares? He just ran. Dude, he didn't even try to impede anyone. He just went right out immediately into routes. It's like they don't, you could bring six or seven and our five aren't even that good, but our five are better than your six or seven. Like, it was really tough to watch. And the other element to me that, and we've talked a lot about personnel, and they got personnel problems, and the GM has to own it. And it's not just injuries, but like there appears to me to be grave cultural issues with them on defense, because we've cycled through coordinators, we've cycled through position coaches, we've kicked out the alleged, and they were bad eggs. Marcus and Eddie Jackson were like, so we've done all that, we've done all this purging, and yet here we are, and we still have guys who at times don't seem to like playing with each other, that can't seem to bring out the best in each other. We've got alleged $20 million leaders who can't be bothered to address the media or speak to their shortcomings after games. We've got issues with accountability. We got the head coach trying to make you believe the offensive coordinator is the problem. That's how bad it is with the defensive coordinator. Like, all that's happening, and it's still September. And there's a lot of guys who seem like they might be front runners on that side of the ball. And guess what? There ain't no front running to be had on that side of the ball. Like, there appeared to me to be, on occasion, effort issues with them defensively. Like there seemed to be football character issues with them defensively. And that's not, you don't hear that about the Baltimore Ravens. But that's where we are.
And you mentioned the injuries. That's another huge difference year over year, is that team last year was remarkably healthy. And we know at a bare minimum, Nnamdi Madubuike is not going to play another snap the rest of the season. And Roquan's going to be out the next couple weeks. Marlon Wiggins as well. And they were bad with those guys. But now you're just talent deficient.
Well, that's why they brought in Eric Kendricks, who's probably going to come in, because Roquan's going to miss some time. But that's the other part of it. Roquan and Marlon... Now, Roquan played better the second half of last year than he did the first. Marlon was an all-pro a year ago.
They both stink.
Like, the Andy Reid said, oh, yeah, they might have Wiggins. They might have these other guys. We're attacking Marlon Humphrey. Any chance I get, we'll attack him with Worthy.
Yep.
We'll attack him with Kelsey.
Yes.
Like, if he's got a small guy, we're going at Marlon. Got a big guy, we're going at Marlon. And they had success every single time. And then the one play, sorry, I'm getting over something. The one play, Marlon, for some reason, faked the blitz, and Worthy just blew by him. Like, what was he even doing?
They're lost. They're completely lost on that side of the ball. And that's why the head coach can talk about, well, we need to be more efficient here. He can talk about the offense not running enough plays. He can talk all kinds of pablum. They don't have anything positive they can hang their head on as a defense. Nothing. Not individually, not collectively, not as any. There isn't a single position group that has distinguished itself on that side of the ball. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. And when you put all your assets into the back end, there better be at least people, and other teams are willing to throw the ball on you at all quadrants, on all downs, when they're using you to try to boost the quarterback's touchdown totals because he doesn't throw that many touchdowns anymore, and you're complicit in it?
This is starting to smell like that one year where, remember, and we talked about it in the offseason, NFL.com had the Ravens secondaries the best unit in all of sports. That was the Marcus Peters group, and then that thing went to crap. Remember?
Yeah,
This is start. It's smelling a little deja vu-y here with that, because that's what all we heard this whole offseason. This secondary is so good. They added Awuzier. They added Alexander.
Best roster in football. I was about to say, not only the secondary, people were talking about the roster being the best.
But I'm saying the back end. We've documented a lot. They zig where others zag. They go get corners. We'll get more corners and more corners. So we bring in Awuzier, we bring in Alexander, we draft a couple kids, like we kept an undrafted kid, and yet they stink.
They're not fixing it. Can it be quasi redeemable, like borderline salvageable? Like
you'll take that at this point, maybe,
but I doubt it.
Well, they'll be back on the field tomorrow getting ready for Houston. If you're just tuning in, Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, says that Lamar Jackson is unlikely to play, and he's probably going to miss 2 to 3 weeks. So Lamar will see you after the bye week as the Ravens host Houston Sunday, and then the Rams the following Sunday, and then it is their bye. We will come back, give you the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio coming up at 6 here on The Fan. Fascinating off-air conversation, but
throughput.
Yeah, I don't
know. Wonder what he's doing. Conspiracy theories about throughput's fake coaching search.
Can I ask you a hypothetical?
Sure.
If the Orioles, because I'm just going to piggyback, okay, we got so late, so I couldn't get into it then. Jacob brought up the name Bob Melvin. If the Orioles hired Bob Melvin, you'd react how?
I would do backflips. I'll give throughput a milkshake.
Wow.
You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I will.
You would personally deliver him a milkshake.
I would bring a milkshake down to
the warehouse.
They wouldn't let me in.
Clip this.
And I'll bring him all milkshakes.
Did you guys see the Bochy thing?
What Bochy thing? That he mutual parting of the ways?
I don't know.
Sounds like he's going back to San Francisco.
I don't think he's done.
Yeah,
well, he's not coming here either.
Sounds like Buster Posey already contacted him.
Would you imagine that?
Would you give a milkshake for Bochy?
Well, Bochy managed circles around Brandon Dude, High.
Those guys would not want any part of the charade.
I just like
and
the
this
milkshake.
Charade would want no part of them.
But what about the milkshake?
Yeah, the milkshake.
Milkshakes
wants part
for
of it.
All.
Yeah. So you, if
it's
they
not
hire,
happening.
If they hire,
they won't
Bob
even
Melvin.
Talk to him.
Mm. It does. For a real organization, it would make a lot of sense.
Should get him a candy bar for an interview?
No, the interview. No? This whole thing is that the interviews is no.
Well, that would be talking to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Would you give him a candy bar?
Yeah. Like he's got to earn the milkshake by completing the hire.
Yes, But I'm leaning your way as well. But you're on record saying this is Manzolino's getting this job.
He is by far and away the odds-on favorite for me.
A month ago, I would have said 0.0% chance, but with each passing week, passing day at this point,
I know my mooks.
I think
he does know his. You know your mooks. You're a mookologist.
It is a very, very real possibility. Very,
there is
very
so
real.
Much mucalicious baloney that goes on in this town. It just makes me sick.
Makes you sick. No emotion, though.
No. Beltway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check, 1, 2, check.
Text of the day comes from Jake in Baltimore, who says, after the embarrassing O's season, I couldn't wait for football. Tyler Loop was my only concern for the Ravens heading into the season. Boy, was I wrong. Not easy being a Baltimore sports fan.
Yeah, he's the only guy that's really showed up.
We might be back to the days where the kicker's the most bought jersey.
Yeah.
Everybody just might want big Looper jerseys for Christmas.
Well, they still got Lamar Jackson.
What if he's hurt? If he's on the shelf?
Yeah, that's true.
He'll be back.
Hey, by the way, is it possible he said 3-putt? The Ryder Cup was this weekend.
Throughput.
I think it was throughput.
It's unbelievable. Totally believable.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I don't know either.
Nobody does.
Is that a real word?
Bro, we'll play the clip tomorrow again. We played it a lot yesterday. It is. We're so screwed.
Throughput. It is. The amount of material or items passing through a system or process.
Yeah, it sounds like spoken throughput. Like a true consultant who works for a private equity guy. It's great. It's all about baseball, I promise, really. It's not about quants and numbers and saving billionaires money. It's about throughput.
Hey, he said he's got the financial wherewithal and backing.
Yeah, sure he does.
They're going to be aggressive.
Yeah.
They're already sending it. By the way, I thought...
Angelina will pay them to do this job. Are you kidding?
I thought of you yesterday. Because you know where
that's
it came from. No, because Bob Nightingale wrote a piece, and he said industry people say the Orioles are going to be the most aggressive team on the free agent market this offseason.
There you go. See? Sure they will.
Well, you know where that's coming from.
Who?
Coming from the Orioles. They're getting it out there.
Yeah.
Talking points.
I already hate this offseason.
Where do you get? I got a text from someone. I'm going to ask this question. What brings you joy sports-wise?
Nailing bets, man. There you go.
Crushing it
at
WannaBet, getting out of my slump.
I mean sports.
Can you imagine where he would be without WannaBet right now?
WannaBet's taking over the world.
He's wearing a sweatshirt.
Thank God for Ben Hall.
Yeah, Ben's.
It's an expensive hoodie.
Yeah. It looks good.
It turned out pretty good.
It's an expensive hoodie, but when you're up 70 billion units, what does that
mean? But then you come down, Bone.
That's why it's called gambling.
When you're doing this much volume... You're up, down, all around.
That's why it's gambling and not winning.
That's
but
right.
But you're winning a heck of a lot more than losing. Come on, where can we find WannaBet?
On my Twitter, at JasonLockin4. You can go to youtube.com/@WannaBet with us. A lot brings me joy in sports.
Okay.
Going to sporting events with my kids. I love going to see Loyola High School football games.
Yeah. Any professional sports bring
soccer?
You joy?
What do you mean?
I'm asking.
Who are the overachievers around here?
Terps
football is great. I'll be back there again on Saturday. That's joy.
You
Malik,
dub, that'll be good.
Watching Malik play in high school and then watching him play here, joyful.
Hoops? Any hoops joy?
Terps brought a lot of joy.
You see the kid.
Now, Bald Rat had to go and kill it for us when it mattered the most.
Bald Rat did kill it.
I can only control what I can control.
By the way, Ben, did you see the Kansas kid ruptures Achilles?
Of course. He tore his Achilles out for the year, and that's on top of Adams broke his wrist.
Yeah.
Who's going to be out the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, so that's fun. Good start.
Ben was thinking about hopping
against
in
the Bald Rats team. That'll
bring
you joy.
Yeah, I'll be running against Villanova.
Ben was thinking about hopping in a Villanova media session. Right?
Oh, wow.
Call out the Bald Rat.
Talk about Willard a little bit.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. Hey, that's it.
Go jump on Willard's thing and ask him if he knows what throughput is. Hey, Coach, do you know what throughput is?
Bone, what's on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we got Tim Murray. We got cut from the same cloth, Ryan Ripken. And we have John Mioli as well.
That's it for us. Infinity Sports Radio is coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.